This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
What's up, Cancun? Oh my God, hello. Wow, that bass is strong. Welcome to the first show of the JFL Escapes, Cancun. How are y'all feeling this afternoon? Yes. How many of you are confused as to what's happening over here right now? In the back, yes.
Look at this, huh? So much HPV in that pool, huh?
Oh, my God. Chlorine kills it.
Oh, it does? And COVID. COVID will kill it. What's going to die first, the HPV or the COVID? Who knows? We'll see.
It's a battle. I feel the same way about both. It's like, I'm going to get it, you know? I'm going to get it. I hope I don't give it to my parents. And
that's who you're going to get it from.
I did kiss my dad on the mouth till I was 26.
And he stopped.
He was like, I can't do this anymore, Nikki. No, the weird part is, sorry to just jump into this. Hi, welcome to the show, everyone. This is the Nikki Glaser Podcast. We're so happy to be here in the rain in Cancun, podcasting to a bunch of people standing in a pool, probably pissing. Who's peed in the pool so far? Let me just get...
Be honest. Who's pissed?
No women are raising... Just one girl. Two girls. Okay,
all right,
God.
Who took a shit? Who's the real person that took a shit? Hell yeah.
Who's the hero here? Yeah, back to my dad kissing me on the lips. It's like a thing in my family. I've covered it before in the show, but like my dad did insist that my family kiss on the lips. Like, as kids, it's not a weird thing. And he always was like, you know, don't be weird about it. When I got to be an adult, and I was like, Dan, I don't want to kiss on the lips anymore. He's like, don't make this out to me being creepy. He was always like, I kiss my dad on the lips.
And I'm like, but he died when you were 11. Like, that's the appropriate time to stop. And he's like, oh, you're right. But so I made him, the weird thing is, I made him stop kissing me on the lips for at the age of 26. I'm 37 now. The other day, he went to go see one of my, like, my show in Chicago, and he was, like, crying afterwards because I talked about anal too much, and also he was proud. And, no, he was very emotional.
You do have the same asshole as him.
He was like, he was just like so proud, and it was sweet, and it was weird though because he came in to hug me, and I go, "Dad, you want a kiss?" And I gave him a kiss on the lips, which is even weirder to be like, "Here's your reward, Daddy." Like, that made it worse somehow. Like, it's.
I went down on my mom after the show. Yeah. And
she is in a wheelchair.
She is in a wheelchair. Yeah, so. She was still wearing jeans. I just ate through it, you know?
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
Andrew, people are swimming.
People are swimming is the funniest thing
I know,
thing
like,
I've ever
Andrew, but these people are swimming. Guys, we are so excited to be here. I just woke up legit an hour ago.
Waking up.
Thank you. Waking up late. You can literally say anything and they'll hoot and holler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to test it? Do you want to test it, Andrew?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to jail for manslaughter. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It was a child.
It was more like child slaughter.
Oh,
everyone's
my God.
Dead. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Spring break.
I just like the idea of the cartel listening from far away. Just stay out.
Just outside the gates of this enclosure, just with a cup against the gate. So yeah, we're in Cancun. We are in at a very nice resort, the Barcelo.
The Barcelo Maya Rivera.
Yes.
Está bueno, mucho gusto.
We passed about 93 different resorts on the way to this one from the airport.
Yeah.
But this one had the best sign, I have to say. Like, I was like, this one, we're going to the right place. This place, I've never been to a place like this that is like a compound, like all inclusive, right? Hard Rock. This girl's screaming Hard Rock. What's that about?
What
I think
do you
she's
mean?
Just here to promote the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, which is a separate issue altogether.
But what do you mean by that?
Don't ask her.
Oh.
See, it's fine.
Okay.
She was just talking about the douche she just took in the pool. It sunk right to the bottom.
Blame it on the dog. Blame it on the
so
dog.
So I slept till 12:30. You texted me, I think, in the morning. You were supposed to go golfing in the morning with Nick, who was a part of the JFL show, and then Andrew Santino. We hung out last night in my hotel room. I kicked you guys out eventually because it was like I was tired, and I was tired of talking shit about other comics. And we did a lot of shit talking last night. It was really fun. But Joe Coy. No, I'm just kidding. No, we didn't. No. No, I'm just saying.
Just kidding.
I'm only saying that for the listeners of the show who know. I love Joe Coy, but there's a thing that he does that, you know. If you don't know, if you want to get a standing ovation as a comedian, just wait
here,
after
just do
you're
this.
Done. Just do this. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, you guys, thank you. Thank you so much. And then everyone will stand eventually because they have to leave. So anyway, we were just, it was really fun.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, they're already standing in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
They were sitting.
That's a good point. I thought they'd float a little higher. Okay.
So last night, we went to bed and I slept in today till 12:30. I pulled an Andrew today though, because I have to admit, I forgot a toothbrush and I have not brushed my teeth in, 24 hours, over 24 hours. Thank you so much.
It's all right. You're in Mexico, baby.
Yeah, that's... Yes, oh my God, I did swish with the drinking water. Is that okay?
Yeah, you're dead. You're fucking dead.
Oh, fucking... YOLO. I just did the thing where you pour... I squirted toothpaste in my mouth, and then with my finger, I went like this. And then I also floss, which you do yearly, and...
What's that?
Did you bring a toothbrush here?
What happens in Mexico stays here. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, so maybe tell me.
I don't know. I just felt good there. It just felt like a good excuse. It feels like anything. You get away with anything.
But I realized if you don't. So I have always wondered why Andrew doesn't brush his teeth first thing in the
morning.
First
of all, I fucking brush my teeth. You're telling all these people I don't fucking brush. I brush.
this, if you don't listen to the show, Andrew and I live together in St. Louis, Missouri, and one time, St. Louis, go Cards. I don't know anything about sports. I just like playing cards and greeting cards and go-karts, actually. When people say go-karts to me, I'm always like, go-karts! One day I walked into Andrew's room, and in his shower, I saw a toothbrush on the floor, which, listen, I'm a grubby person, and I don't care about germs. I don't care about that. I feel like that toothbrush is probably cleaner than most.
Yes.
Yes, because it's getting all the water and all your body hair.
First of all, I saw your vibrator on underneath your bed on the carpet. Like, what's cleaner? A shower?
I cleaned it before I put it back there. The carpet. I'm not putting that in my... Well, okay, I am putting that in my mouth sometimes. Let's
be
honest.
You put it in your mouth? That's awesome.
Well, not when it's on vibrate. That'll break a tooth. But, you know... when I have cankers and...
So do you think you're going to get some vacation cock, you think?
Wait, I'm not done talking about your toothbrush.
Oh, I was trying to switch it up.
Well, what I have to say is that I understand now. I never understood how you could wake up and not brush your teeth because your breath just tastes so bad. But if you eat something right away or drink something with flavor, it goes away. So you can just not brush your teeth and not even notice. So I'm on board, man. I'm on board. I'm getting gingivitis. I'm getting HPV. I ain't getting vacation cock, though. Did you just bring that up?
Yeah, vacation cock. Is there any way that any of these gentlemen can woo you in a way that will have sex in a hammock?
Well, I do not.
Who wants to fuck in a hammock, you know?
Are there hammocks? Oh, there's hammocks over there. Or the bathtub that's on the balcony. I feel like they just ordered extra bathtubs here when they were creating this place, and they were like, we didn't leave room to put these inside. Is there any place? Because they look very out of place on the balcony. It's too much. It's not like a jacuzzi or like a spa. It's like a bathtub.
Yeah,
like it has like the grip on the bottom for like, it looks like a handicap bathroom where there's nothing wrong with that. But
no, nothing at all.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking in a hammock's tough because there's no give, you know, there's a lot
there's of no
give.
Pushback.
There's too,
on
no pushback.
The hump. And then you hump once and then it swings. But if you get with the swing, maybe it could.
That's
do you know
point.
That Mormons, when they do the thing of, everyone knows about soaking, right? Like Mormons aren't supposed to have sex. You're a Mormon on the bridge over there? Oh, no, but you just know about it. You listen to a podcast about Mormonism? Okay, got it, girl. So Mormons, I didn't know this, but they are so creative. So they're not allowed to have sex before marriage, right? So, but they're so horny. So a lot of times they will do the thing called soaking where they just put the penis in and because it doesn't go back and forth, it doesn't count as sex, right? Like God doesn't see it. But then the weird part is, I just found this out, maybe a lot of you know, they'll get their friends to jump on the bed so that they're not actually doing it and it's their friend's fault. Or they wait for an earthquake. And that's a little bit more time consuming, but more private, of course. And God actually causes the earthquake because you're soaking and he's mad.
It seems like he's into it.
So that's
know?
Kind of like the same idea as a hammock. That's probably
you soak on a hammock and then two buddies push it around.
Have you ever had sex on a hammock or vacation sex?
I've had sex on a waterbed and it's similar, I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to fuck on a waterbed, no?
Yeah, because no one has a waterbed anymore. Where do you find one? That's the hard part.
I'm from Florida. They're everywhere.
They're still around. That's where they all get set.
When you're a kid, you get your own little waterbed, and then you grow up to a big daddy waterbed.
Andrew, I have a question for you. Like, based on what we thought this would be, doing a live podcast in the rain in Cancun for a bunch of people in a pool that are really here maybe to see Andrew Santino, what did you feel this is going so far? How do you feel it's going so far? Me too. I feel the same way.
I agree. I feel like Pauly Shore on Spring Break, you know? Remember when he would just, like, grope women and everyone would be like, that's Pauly. You know? Spring Break!
It's raining.
Spring Break! I love that we're all well older than... Is anyone in college here? No one should be yelling Spring Break past 30.
You're in college right there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Spring Break! Fuck
grad
yeah.
school? Going back? Okay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I am getting really wet, not because of that hat you're wearing. No, I am. So, by the way, this podcast for our listeners, and I do hope that you all get on board with this podcast because it's generally not as chaotic. Because this, I'm having fun so far.
Yes.
We've got you've listened. Thank you. That was hilarious. That a girl in the front row of the pool, which is a thing I've never said, just told me, she goes, "I've listened," and usually someone goes, "I'm a listener," or yes, like, "I love it," but yeah, she's like, "I've given it a whirl." I've listened for 15 seconds.
Like she's talking about going to Vietnam or something. She's like, "I did it. It wasn't easy, but
listen,
by the third episode,
it is." Thank you so much for your service in listening to our podcast that one time. I hope you get to board planes early. No, if you do listen to this podcast, this is going to be airing on Thanksgiving, so I just want to give everyone at home and everyone here just a happy Thanksgiving. I don't know. I just want to say I hope this is good for you to adequately, like, you know, avoid your family today. All those, like, things that everyone said, every meme that's circulating today about, like, well, your family sucks and it's better to be alone. You know,
wait,
like,
what meme is
every meme on Thanksgiving is just like, oh, don't bring up politics or do.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, alienate yourself from your uncle who molested you. Like, you know, I don't know. It's always about that.
Yeah, I don't bring up politics at dinner. I mean, I just don't know.
Because you don't know anything about politics anyway. You don't bring it.
Quiz me. I'll tell you everything.
Who is the Secretary of State?
What state?
I shouldn't ask questions I don't know the answer to.
I have no idea. Does anyone know here? No, we're all in fucking Cancun. Who?
Condoleezza Rice.
Is it really?
Okay.
No, it's not.
That's a Thanksgiving dish.
You believe that?
Okay, so.
We're
did
dumb.
You have fun at breakfast this morning without me?
Yeah, we did, especially because you weren't there.
I will say that you came by my room right before this podcast. We met up like a half hour before, and I was just like, Andrew, I had a headache from not having coffee, and I was like, can you just bring me a coffee, please? I'm still spray tanning myself, which, by the way, I'm so scared that I'm going to be like dotted with white dots because of this.
Yeah, you look like a spotted pig.
Okay.
No, like a skinny pig, like a hot hog.
Like one of those little tiny teacup pigs that are bred, you know, that are starved to death so that they're sold and they're cuter.
A slice of pig. You look like a slice of spotted pig.
Thank you. Yeah, I was spray tanning myself waiting for it to dry, which it doesn't in this humidity, so noted. And you brought me a coffee, and it was, you guys, he brought it in, and I was like, oh, thank you so much for the coffee. And I go, he goes, the setup's actually pretty great. We missed you this morning. And I'm really excited about doing it. And I just go, wait, did you just say you missed me this morning? It was the most subtle little thing. It meant a lot. I go, I was going to let it go because I go, I think he just tried to share a feeling, and I don't want to, like, you know, harp on it. And it makes me uncomfortable to hear men emote.
But I did miss you. I missed you a lot.
So don't act like you didn't miss me this morning.
No, I did. I did because I thought – we had to pay, and then it was all inclusive, and I was like, not that much. You know? I thought I'd run your card a few times, you know.
Well, did you have fun? What you?
Yeah,
you
we had... bought a football. I just threw into the pool, which I didn't think about because I don't think I'm getting it back.
Yeah, probably not.
Fucking 9,000 pesetas or something. It's so expensive. Everything's so expensive here.
But what did you pesos?
Oh, pesos. Excuse me. I was giving it a female touch. They're little pesos that wear a skirt, you know?
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're having fun.
Okay, so do we have like any? Should we get to the news?
Yeah, why don't we do? How about you heard it here first?
You heard it here first. Thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to hear that from a drunk man for so long. That's the only time they say it to me too when they're wasted.
That guy looks like he rode a four wheeler here.
A guy tried to kiss me.
Hell yeah. That guy fucking puts Mountain Dew into his penis. That guy is a fucking badass. Hell yeah.
What?
I fucking love you. I'll fucking suck your dick, bro. Yeah.
By the way, if you see Andrew walking around this resort at any time throughout the day, if you want to say, like, Andrew, I love you, big fan, it will make, it's like Zoloft for him. Like, he will be happy for like 3 months because of your compliment. And yeah. So
I don't think I'm above any of you.
But I do want to say, I do want to say though, that the time between he shouted, I love you, Nikki, and I love you, Andrew, was enough time for him to whisper to someone, who's the guy's name again? What's the guy's name? Thank you. You love
That's
us
fucked
both.
Up, dude. What's my last name? No, not
no!
you. Jesus Christ. What's my middle name? No. Huh?
T. I'm 100% right, he said.
Fuck you.
He asked what your
Fuck
name
you.
Was. Yes.
Fuck you.
Dude, I hate nailed it. All right, let's get to the news. Tell me a news story.
How did you know that?
Because it was the perfect amount of time for him to be like, wait, what
God,
was his
that
name?
Fucking hurt. Whatever. Three other people don't know my name either.
Did you ever play that game where you go underwater and you try to have the person say something and scream it and see if you can hear it?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably what he did.
You ever kiss your dad underwater?
Wild things. You've seen the scene. We recreated it.
Or Showgirls. Remember that one?
No, I never saw that.
All right. No. I just jerked onto that recently. Sex therapists say that holiday horniness is a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's obvious. I don't
Tryptophan.
Know. Holidays evoke feelings of closeness and connection. Also, when people are on vacation, they are hornier because you've taken away the stress of the daily grind.
Yes. And it just doesn't feel like this is the real world, you know? Like, it just, it honestly does feel like nothing we do here is going to be accounted for outside of these walls.
You can't get pregnant in Mexico, I heard.
Yes.
I read that.
Because the water source makes you infertile.
The cartel will kill your baby, actually.
That's Jesus Christ. I mean, like, are you feeling, do you miss Brenna? Are you feeling horny here?
Oh, yeah, I miss Brenna, of course. But, I mean, there's girls in
bikinis. Did you jerk off?
Huh?
Have you jerked off here yet?
No, I'm saving my stock for 2 weeks for my lady.
You see your lady
Give her
in
a nice
weeks?
Present, you know?
How
Nothing
many people...
a girl likes more than a ton of cum, right? All right.
Yeah, I was just about to ask how many people have come so far since they've been here, but I just feel like
really?
They're not going to be honest.
Oh, yeah, you're here together?
Nice. Right now? Oh, he's up against the Jets. Andrew, you know all about that. Andrew famously used to, as a child, tell them about you and the Jets, not the team.
My parents had a hot tub, not to brag about our money, but I would fuck the Jets before I could actually ejaculate, so I'd just do it till it
how
burned.
How old were you?
I was about 38? 9 or 10. Anyhow, I would do it every night, and I'd bring a book in to trick them. And,
what do you mean?
Like, I would be in there for like an hour, and I'd be like, oh, I'm reading Odysseus or whatever. And my mom's like, oh, we got a little Hemingway. And then I got an F in English, and she's like, oh, I think he's fucking the Jets, you know? Yeah.
Do you ever, like, go in a hot tub and just have kind of a flashback or, like, an impulse to just turn around and, like, just get up on it and grind?
I'd be lying if I said no.
Yeah.
I mean, the bathtub outside on our balcony is just every night. Last night it was like, hey, bitch, come on over, bitch.
Yeah, I was whispering to you.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
So I fucked it. And, all right, next story. All right, this one's fun. The top five most commonly Googled STDs in the U.S. are? What do we think?
Oh, number, can I guess?
This guy yelled it like he typed it in the water.
Yeah. It's got to be herpes because that's the one that's like you see something right away and you go, what is it? And you look it up and it's, I've done it, I've searched herpes so many times. I type in H and it just fills it in for me. And so and then you look at the source and then you compare it to what you have and you go and you find one that does convince
That's
you
the
I
problem.
Have it.
That's the problem. You find
but
it.
I don't have herpes. I don't judge anyone who does. I just have it's always razor burn that keeps coming back every few months when I get stressed and all my boyfriends get it. But it's definitely razor burn. Don't worry about it. And I've got it on my mouth too. It's just weird. No, I don't have herpes yet, but I feel like it's
so
I'm bound
chlamydia
to get
is number one.
No way.
Chlamydia is number one. I think people are just trying to figure out how to spell it.
That?
Yeah. Herpes, gonorrhea. What is gonorrhea again? Is that general warts?
I have no idea.
What's gonorrhea?
Well, don't ask them.
The clap? Oh, the clap.
Oh,
what's chlamydia
clap.
Then? The snap? What's
And then, what about crabs? Are crabs still around? I know that pubic hair, it's their habitat, and I know deforestation has been plaguing the crab community for the past couple decades, at least. They have, you know, it's a real problem.
I love that back in the day, they're like, that's crabs. Like, what is crabs short for something?
Scabies.
Oh, no. That's
crabs
different.
And scabies are different?
Yeah, man.
It's scabies, dude. You've had it before.
I've had scabies. I haven't had crabs. I got scabies from a Turkish bath. And
that you were up against the Jets? Wait, what? That seems like the story you tell your girlfriend who you also gave scabies to. I was a Turkish bath, babe.
Yeah, I was. It was the towel. Syphilis is number five.
Wait, don't skip over to your scabies story.
Well, I had it for a couple months, and I was really scared. And then I went to a doctor, and the nurse was too good looking to show my balls to. So I just said I had a little rash on my hands. And she said it was psoriasis. And I was like, ugh, that's worse. And then...
So you guys, he
and then
was
I sent my dick
with...
to my buddy that's a doctor, and I go, "What is this?" And he goes, "It's a lot of hair." And I was like, "Oh, whoa, what else?" And he's like, "Ah, it's scabies." And so,
and then
yeah.
you got a you suffered for months with scabies because there was a hot nurse. Like, girls should not, women should be aware that if any woman being a nurse should be aware that when you go into a
yes.
room with a guy that a guy that looks a little nervous, he might change his story. Based on how, like, he might get, you know, like,
yes.
would you do that now, even though you have a girlfriend?
No, I think I'd be all right. I mean, she was just, you know, she was wearing, you know, a little top,
was
I think.
Was it Halloween, and she was dressed as,
yeah,
like, a
yeah, it might
sex
have not
nurse?
Have been a nurse. I don't know yeah. what it was. It was a woman in an alley smoking crack, and I was like, will you look at my
Florida.
Dick real quick? But yeah, that's you heard here first. We learned a lot, I feel
we
like.
We really did learn a lot. We have a segment on the show we like to do called Top One, Bottom One. It's where we say our least favorite and most favorite stories of a certain subject. The category today is vacation moments, because this is a vacation for many of you. Yes. So
I feel like I'm at a Kenny Chesney concert. Fuck it. No shoes, no problem. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Roll on.
Have you been to a Kenny Chesney concert?
No, I'd love to go.
I know, I would too. Sounds fun. So tell me, what is your least favorite, your bottom vacation memory?
Probably, I talked about it this week, but having an overdose in New Orleans.
Oh my God.
I did
too
much cocaine.
But was it really an overdose?
It was a mild overdose. The doctor said I was a pussy. And,
Was it a panic attack?
That
maybe?
Was just medical. No, I had a heart murmur, which is just a lazy heart attack. He's like, oh, murmur. Did you have a murmur, you little bitch? And I was like, dude. And then I was in the heart ward for 3 days, and I lost $7,000. You know?
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
I didn't lose it. But and then, so that sucked.
Like you were gambling.
Yeah.
Man.
What's your worst story?
My worst one is probably when... Well, it's also my best and worst. I'll crank out two in one. My best one was I got my first kiss on spring... My first consensual kiss, let me be totally honest about that. The first one was definitely a rape that I didn't enjoy. But you can be rape-kissed. I didn't know if anyone knows that, but I definitely was. And it was like a...
Humble brag.
I know.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Do you know there's different kinds of rape besides... I don't mean to bring up rape, but, like, I guess I do. But there's acquaintance rape.
Oh.
Which I've never heard of. I was visiting a college campus, and I just picked up the newspaper to go, oh, what's, you know, a topical thing I could talk about on stage? And I wasn't visiting. I was actually, you know, performing at it. And so it said acquaintance rape on campus. And I was like... I love the idea that they have to, a girl goes to the police and is like, I was raped. And they're like, who did it? Like, were you attacked and pulled into some bushes by a stranger? No, like, I knew him. Oh, were you guys dating? That would be, no, it wasn't a date. Well, like, I knew him, but like, we're like, he was like a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, acquaintance rape. Okay. Yeah. Like, so you guys just like nod to each other on campus. Why do we have to even qualify it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I had no idea about this until just now, but
well,
I guess.
So, anyway, I was, my first kiss was just, you know,
was
he just attacked my face. What?
Was he an acquaintance?
No, he was a friend. It was a friend rape.
And
but it was a kiss. And then the second one, my second kiss, which was official, was in Fort Myers. And the beauty of that was my group of friends in high school were not like the popular girls. We were just like somewhere in between, but I had never kissed a boy. I was 16 or 17 at this point, and all my friends had like blown people and like gone down on each other, and I had not done anything, and I was so like nervous. I was like, I'm gonna be bad at it, and I really wanted my I have lofty goals. I'm like, it has to be someone pretty impressive, and I couldn't get anyone at my high school impressive enough because I wasn't cool enough, and there was popular girls that they could kiss. So we go down to Fort Myers, Florida, and it's there's like no one there that we're really into. Me and my girlfriends are on the beach laying out, and then all of a sudden, the group of popular guys from our high school are also vacationing in Fort Myers, Florida. But the girls are, the popular girls are not there. Ah. And these guys are striking out in Fort Myers, and they see us, and they know that they have value to us. And they're like, I guess this is good enough. And they're like, let's hang, ladies. And I'm like, yes, we get to hang with the most popular boys. So then we go at night. Are you booing? Oh, okay. I know, this is so stupid. What? Boo to the popular boys? They're all degenerates now, not doing very well, working for their dad's construction company. So it's like, who won in the end? But...
yeah, fuck those blue-collar workers.
No! They're
you
actually...
You fucking idiots can't even turn a computer on.
I've been told to stop talking about them because I've been contacted by, like, friends of theirs being like, stop, like, Instagram living the yearbook and saying, like, this guy was hot in high school. And I'm like... Why? And they go, because he's just going through a really hard time and you're like bringing up some memories. I'm like, that he was cool in high school? Like,
yeah,
what?
But if he peaked, it's tough. You
so
know?
I won't drop names, but and that's when I usually drop a name, but I'm really actually scared of these people because I live now in this city where they are. So we go to this guy's like grandma's house and it's the popular boys.
Oh,
and it's
hot.
The first time I'm like drinking in my whole life and I'm feeling a little drunk and I know that I'm going to like kiss a boy that night. I'm like so excited. And I have my eyes set on this guy, Matt, you know, I'm like, I've always liked him. I've always had a thing for this guy. And we're, and then there's other guys that I'm just like, I can't even get them right now. Like they're too, that's too lofty of goals. I'll take this Matt guy who I already liked. So we're in this solarium room alone. Ooh. And we are literally like, I'm not even kidding you. It was out of like a movie. I'm about to get my first, we're this close to kissing. And my friend Taylor, who was on the water polo team and she was a year older and she was on the water polo team with all these popular boys. She was kind of like cool with them and just like, you know, wasn't as intimidated. She burst in the room and all my friends are outside the room like being like, Nikki, first kiss. And we're just kind of laughing and I'm leaning in to kiss this guy for the first time. And we get this close and she burst in the room and she's like, Nikki, she goes, Sorry, Matt, you've been trumped. And it was the first time I heard the word trumped in my life. And I know, but it's pertinent to
the
story.
Hey, give him a chance. Jeez.
She goes, sorry. It's
only 4 years.
She goes, he'll be back. Watch your words. So she goes, sorry, Matt, you've been trumped. And she's pulling this guy, Larry, who he doesn't care if I say his name. He's pulling this guy. She's pulling this guy, Larry. And she goes, and she mouths me, he wants to make out with you. And I go, so sorry, Matt. We'll see you next time. And Matt literally went from this to like having to leave. And then Larry popped down. And I was like, because Larry was legit. Like he was it. He was the hottest guy in our school. So then because of I'm in this situation where there's no other women and like I'm his only choice, he sits down, which is how I've used these tactics to get hot guys my whole life.
The like only way I get laid. I'm the last resort.
Yes.
Yeah.
this was honestly the last resort on the way from the airport. So
I like that one.
So he sits down, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to kiss Larry. Like, this is a dream come true. And I was so awkward, didn't know what to do. And he did this really dumb move where he was like, we were both, like, drinking wine, and he, like, spilled it on my boobs. I just did it to myself. But I didn't mean to. I didn't know that.
I didn't mean to pour Pepsi on my tits.
I didn't mean to get Diet Pepsi on my
tits. Diet Pepsi on my tits.
My
stupid,
titties.
Big, thick tits. I don't know. I went with
that
it.
That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too.
I missed you at breakfast. So he spilled it on me, and he goes, oh, no, what are we going to do to clean that up? And I was, like, looking for a towel. I was like, I don't know. I mean, you did it to me. He spilled red wine on my J. Crew swimsuit, which I bought specifically for that trip.
Fuck!
And I'm, like, looking around, like, kind of for seltzer, being like, I know seltzer works, but this was in, the early 2000s before seltzer was, like, everywhere, you know?
Yeah, spicy water.
I'm, like,
water.
Looking for a LaCroix, but there's none to be found. And then he goes, wait a second, let me get it. And he just starts sucking my boob to, like, clean it up like a Bissell shot vac. And so before my first kiss, I got my first boob suck. Do you think? Thanks, yo. And then let me say why this was the worst. So that was the best because I was like, I got to kiss the hottest guy in our grade. This is such like, this is I can't wait to bring this back with me. This will be awesome. And bragging rights, exactly. But I wasn't that type of girl that was like, I mean, I just wanted to tell my friends, you know, like my other friends that weren't on the trip. So then I get back to school and I'm feeling really tired and like getting a sore throat. I got fucking mono from my first kiss that lasted my for 3 months. And the only, and by the way, I did not know this at the time, the only people that had mono in the school, and by the way, he didn't tell anyone. I was like a secret, which is always embarrassing when you're that girl that's like, why don't you tell anyone? They're like, oh, just because I'm respecting your privacy. It's not because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell anyone because it was me, him, and his girlfriend, which I didn't know he had a fucking girlfriend. Shit. And then because we all had mono, it was like a thing in school, so everyone ended up knowing. And that was my worst thing. What was your best vacation moment, Andrew Collin?
Listening to that story.
That would have worked better with worse. And how dare you?
Don't throw Pepsi on my tits. You could if you want.
No. I mean, you have them, but that's why you're wearing a shirt. And you will be the rest of this trip. Don't pretend like this is just what you wanted to wear.
Hey, this is my swim shirt, okay? I'll take my shirt off, I promise. Not right now. Not right now. Not in front of people. When I'm alone in my room,
Andrew,
under the bed. But I'll fucking take it off. No. When I'm alone. All right. All right, stop it.
Oh, my God. I really apologize to everyone listening to this at their aunt's house on Thanksgiving and listening to people shrieking, just being like, I wish it was that fun, but there's no.
What's the best vacation? Probably fingering a girl. That's about it. That was the whole story.
Okay. Yeah. Did you spill red wine and we're like, let me get it up?
Yeah, it was white wine. Yeah. You know, I kept it classy, you know? No, it was on a cruise and I fingered her, and then I got an AIDS test when I was a virgin because I bit my nails after I fingered her. Yeah. That's a true story. It's sad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Truly, that was your best one. Did you, like, get to brag? Were your brothers on that trip, too? Like, was your whole family? Like, was there a part
of you
that wanted to
even
tell your mom? Like, were you so excited?
It was my first standing ovation. It was amazing.
Andrew, stop. This will be unlistenable if all we have is screams. But I do appreciate the enthusiasm. So, was that really your stop it? Take off your shirt, Andrew. It's what the people want.
No, you take your shirt off. You take your shirt off.
I don't have anything under this.
Stop it. I feel like this isn't consensual. Y'all are acquaintance raping me right now. I don't like it. This feels a lot like acquaintance raping.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to, when I looked out across the pool, and I don't want this to be chaotic, I want, and you all have probably looked at each other, observed each other, I want this to be as organized as possible without as much chaos. I want, who here has the worst tattoo?
And I want
several people to line up.
Yeah, will y'all line up?
Come here, get out of the pool.
That's a great idea. If you have a shitty tattoo, line
because,
up.
Because, I mean, this could go on all night I've seen. But that, look at that guy that just walked over just like, I got to do it.
I'd be surprised if anyone has a good tattoo here.
Yeah. Okay, honey. Oh, my God. Is that a port wine stain or a tattoo?
Okay, what's your...
You have a crab.
I'm a crab.
Wait, come here. Here, get in the camera with me. Okay. So if you guys could just stop screaming for a second just so I can hear her.
Okay.
So what is your name?
My name is Emily.
Your name is Emily. Okay, so... You sound to be in the same state that the tattoo artist who gave you these was in.
Actually not.
First.
Okay, tell me which one of these tattoos is your most embarrassed?
My ex's tattoo covered up.
You got your what?
My ex's tattoo covered up.
You got your ex's tattoo covered up. Now, his name?
Anthony.
What does that mean, your ex's tattoo? Like a tattoo you got for your ex or a tattoo that your ex gave you?
And then I'll do you.
No, he's... Ex's best dad gave it to me.
His your ex's best dad? He has his, out of all his dads, the best one. Okay, show me what it is. So it says, on the wings of a dream, and there's a feather that looks like a house centipede. And wait, let's get it in the camera so the people on YouTube can see. Can you just turn? There's the camera right there.
We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do it in one
what sec. Was it before? What was it before, honey?
Oh, God. Please, Anthony.
It said Anthony before. And now it says on the wings of a dream. I'd go back to Anthony.
Yeah, please.
Literally go back to him. Thank you so much, Emily. That was great. All
right. Thank you.
Okay, Andrew, who do you have over there? You can go back in the pool, sweetie.
Oh, wait,
thank you so much. Thank you, girl. Oh, my God. The line is out the fucking resort, you guys. for bad tattoos.
Okay, okay. Well, you
it's
gotta
into
tell
the
them.
Ocean.
Okay, we're gonna do here. What's your name?
Emma.
Okay, Emma. Emma, give Emma a round of applause.
We can't hear her.
Okay, Emma. What's your tattoo and why is it terrible? Is it your best dad's?
Dude, I only have one tattoo,
and it's bad.
I never wanted a tattoo.
Okay, why did you get one?
I was in Alaska.
Alaska.
Oh.
Alaska.
The old I was in Alaska.
Yeah, the old I'm on a glacier.
Obviously, the tattoo parlors there are not the best.
Yeah, so where is it? Yes,
all right, what do we got?
See. Oh, it's on your kind of bikini.
Okay.
Oh, it's cute. I like it. Okay, it's a mountain range. You guys, this looks like she was in the Nixium cult, to be honest with you. This looks like the initials of two people who were... Wait, let's just see it really quick. It's a mountain range with a sun.
Okay.
I think that's adorable.
No. The lines are way too long. Dude,
the lines are too long. It's
what? Ugly.
It's not ugly. I actually really like it.
Yeah.
No, my friend got the moon.
Your friend got the moon and you got the sun. Are you still friends with that girl?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, then good. I don't regret that for you.
Yeah, you did great.
Great job.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, honey.
I got this tattoo with my three best friends.
Yes.
Most of you will know this as Mario Super Blast on Mario Race Kart.
Okay, why did you choose that? Oh, it's like it's three like mountain ranged kind of triangles. Triangles without the bottom. Okay. Why did you get that? So that's the thing you go over and it goes boom and it makes
exactly. You're going to get a super blast from this tattoo on Mario Kart. Yep. I got this with my best friends.
Oh, she did major air quotes on that, you guys.
Major air quotes.
How did they betray you?
First of all, this first bitch, just ditched me, okay?
What did she do?
Look, she was just like, bye.
She just, peaced out for no reason?
For real.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You seem awesome.
Yeah, it's a great tattoo. It's
fantastic.
But
I still have this Mario Kart Super Blast on my side.
Yeah! Manslaughter!
All right,
thank you so much, girl.
What's your name?
My name is Dominique.
Dominique over here. And what dumb idea did you have that you did?
I thought that maybe I'd feel liberated, amongst other people that had bad tattoos.
Yeah, but these haven't been bad.
Actually, I'm just their tattoos are not that bad at all.
I agree.
Mine is so horrible.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here, go front and
center. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Here you go.
Okay.
What do we got?
Oh boy.
Shit.
That is tragic. Okay, what we're looking at, for those in the back, it is a cartoon whale that is outlined with black, and then it's colored in with, an orange, but it looks like just, a period stain. It's not good.
I mean...
What's the origin of it?
So it's fucking whaley bad is, what it is.
What's the meaning behind
what
it?
Blind
too much
kid
Jaeger?
Drew that.
No. Listen, everybody now, of course, wants to think that it's like a what do you call it? Like a vineyard vines. Like
oh, it does look like vineyard vines.
Oh, I know.
She's
it's
bougie.
Not.
She's
it's
bougie.
Not. I'm not white enough for that, so I promise you.
And it's right next to where your vines are coming down a little.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I have never wanted to not save the whales so much after seeing that tattoo. I think We should whale them all. Yeah, I was thinking of how you kill a whale, and it's just called whaling.
Definitely not a sperm whale, I'll tell you that.
A whaley bad decision.
Whaley bad.
Whaley
we got
bad.
A pun.
Whaley
Thank
bad,
you so much, girl. That was truly terrible.
Thank you, Dominique.
Okay, what
Thank
do you,
you
got? What's your name?
Megan.
Okay, Megan. Megan is showing us a tattoo on her thigh. What do we got here?
I have three.
Oh, you have three. Sorry, okay. That one's great. I didn't mean to say that one was the bad one. That one's awesome. That just looks like a bruise.
No, we
like
get
a three-week-old bruise. Oh, you have a hot dog on your hip.
But you
What's
have a hot dog?
Why that?
I went on a road trip with my cousin across America, find America's best hot dog, so I decided to get a tattoo.
I kind of like that. Is that...
I have a chicken nugget.
And you have a chicken nugget on your heel that has a face on it. It looks like Meatwad.
Who's doing these tattoos?
They're what's it called? You know... Aqua Teen, thank you. It looks like Meatwad.
The hot dog's cool,
Did you find the best hot dog?
No, we didn't.
Oh, so I'm glad you commemorated that trip with that. Did your cousin die or something? Is there some reason that you got that?
No, I just like getting stupid tattoos because I think it's funny.
What's the next one?
I have...
doing a live podcast on next to a pool. Wait, you got a bottom of your foot? I wanted to do a bottom of your foot, but you have a hairy toe? That does not look like a hairy toe. That looks like...
Y'all got to see this.
Why would you have a hairy toe on the bottom of your foot?
It is the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen.
When I went to rehab, one of my friends in there was a tattoo artist.
Oh, never mind. She got in rehab. Never mind.
I could get on the bottom of my big toe.
I take it back. It's cool.
I love it.
It's cool.
Congrats on being... Are you still recovered? You're literally the only sober person who's been up here today. So thank you for that. Oh my God! Thank you. So please don't say that into the mic.
She's literally my favorite comedian.
Oh my God!
All right, that's so cool. What the fuck?
Thank you, babe. You're so sweet. I love that. Wait, did the bottom of your foot really hurt? It was awful. Okay.
Oh boy! Here we go. Come on up.
Andrew, are you single? No, he's not. No. All right. Okay. Oh. Okay. Whoa. What's your name?
Mariah.
Mariah has "fuck off" written inside her lip, bottom lip.
I love how you have like.
That's amazing. I like that.
You have very church energy, and then it's like...
Yeah, you have, like, soaking energy.
And it's like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. I hate my priest.
Like, I was 18. It was a super trend. It was supposed to disappear over time, and it was between this or cum dumpster. So, I mean...
Oh, wait.
Wow. Your lips were too small for cum dumpster.
I love it. When do you break that out? Like, when do you surprise people with that? Has there ever been a good time where you're like, oh, my gosh, this is the perfect opportunity... for me to pull down my lip.
Right now.
This is the best time ever. Because you were the one that, you were over there, and I was kind of making eye contact with you through the whole thing, because you've just been, like, very encouraging, like, stage mom, like, smile, Nikki, sit up straight, you've got this. This isn't as bad as it feels. And then when I asked about the bad tattoos, I just saw you just kind of go, it is my time, I have been called. Like, it was just, I'm so glad you got this time to shine. Oh, good, thank you
so much,
Maya.
All right, fuck off. Just kidding. It's a joke. It's the lip thing. All right.
Oh my God. I don't even know how much time we have left in the show, but we have a long line, and I want to get to all these people. Okay.
My name's Allie. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo! Okay, Allie, what's your bad tattoo?
So my bad tattoo is literally the word Ohio.
It's the word Ohio. Shit.
And my parents, I thought they were going to be really excited about it. And I was like, guys, it's my birthday. I got this tattoo. Like, I love going to school here. And they were like, sweetie, that's fucking stupid. My mom was like, I'm going to get Illinois. My dad was like, I'm going to get Indiana. I'm going to get Michigan. They're like making fun of the surrounding states.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't hate it. And I kind of like, Ohio's always like, oh, hi. Oh. Like, yeah. You can just think of it as like, whenever someone sees that. I don't know what you can do with that, but so you're still from Ohio. Do you feel like you can't leave now because of that tattoo?
Actually, so I've lived in Texas and Colorado since then, so it makes it even worse because people are like, why the fuck do you have that on you? And I also got it on the day of my birthday party, and I was wearing a dress and a thong, and I didn't realize where it was, and everyone's like, I want to see your tattoo. So I showed everyone at my party my ass, including my brother and all of his friends.
Very Ohio of you. Okay, thank you so much. You can go wherever you want, hon. Just don't hurt yourself. Or just maybe just fall directly on that tattoo and have to have it like...
Oh.
I don't know how much time we have left.
Yeah,
but
I don't know how many we can
But I want to keep going. Okay. Let's get as many as we can. We have 5 minutes? Okay, great. Because this is the guy I want to get to.
Hi.
He was just... Okay, but I can't wait. Hello.
Can we talk about this girl? She has the friends, like the door thing.
Oh, the friends door hanger. Oh. Oh, my God, that's good. I like that. Oh, my gosh, she's got a lot of great ones. Okay, what is your worst one?
Marilyn Monroe's signature.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What an icon.
When did you do that? How old were you?
I was 20, maybe?
And do you just, like, relate to her that you're both going to die of, like, overdose on pills?
Yeah, just like a
suspicious overdose.
Drunken overdose. And then also I have, I'm bleeding.
Oh, you were bleeding.
I'm bleeding. But also a matching tattoo for my 18-year-old boyfriend.
It's a Chinese symbol. What is that for?
Japanese symbol for love.
Japanese symbol for love. Oh. Man. And are you still with him?
No.
Yeah. Does he still have it, you think?
He still has it. Yeah, he still has it.
Okay. Well, and that's not so bad.
What does it say on your arm there? What's the other one?
Love her, but leave her wild. This one I like.
Love her, but leave her wild. What is that from? I guess it's just like from like
My friend's handwriting, yeah, she wrote it.
Oh, that's good handwriting. She should have written Marilyn Monroe's signature, too. thank you so much. Those are terrible. All right. I'm kidding, girl. All right, what's your name?
I'm Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. You're our first dude. What is, I guess guys don't admit they have bad tattoos as much as women. We've got a couple guys in the line. You have so many tattoos. You're nearly, like, mostly tattoos. Which one is your one you regret the most?
All of them.
Really? All of them? Are you pulling a Pete Davidson and want to get them removed?
No, I'm not as bad as him.
Okay, yeah. He's only fucking Kim Kardashian now. It's what a terrible life. Okay, so tell me, are you going
to get... What's your worst one?
Yeah, what's your worst one?
Well, where do I start? Let's see. This is a low-shelf vodka symbol covering up a burning church.
Covering up a burning church? You
who
had a burning
who
church?
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
I was drinking the low-shelf vodka, so...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right on the nose.
You have a vodka label on your arm. They didn't pay you anything. There was no endorsement deal. Okay. What's on your neck?
That's a phoenix feather in a bottle.
Why do you have a phoenix feather in a bottle? And there's water in the bottle. What's the symbolism of that?
It's a magic potion. Brings you back to life.
I think it says, I'll never have enough money to buy a house. I think that's what that is. just kidding. Anything? He's rich, maybe not.
You have Pac-Man on your foot.
Yep.
That one's the coolest, I would say.
I got it as payment for driving a busboy home from the Olive Garden.
Oh,
okay,
my
you got to get off the
Why
stage
wouldn't
now.
Why would you just That's... go, it's on me, dude. I don't need anything. Maybe take an Andy's mint or something that he had in his glove compartment. Okay, thank you so much. Those were terrible. Good luck to you.
I mean, did you hear that sentence?
What?
I got a Pac-Man tattoo because I drove a busboy home from Olive Garden.
Yes.
I mean, I would have took the breadsticks, I think. I think I would have went with the breadsticks. All right, what do we got next?
All right, what's next?
I got
cheetah.
Stop! I'm a cheetah girl. All right, I got a lotus flower, but it kind of looks like a ball sack.
Boy, that looks exactly like a ball sack. I'm gonna take a picture of it so we can insert it in
our
video.
What is that? Oh, it's like a little scrotum.
Everyone that showed us our tattoos, we need to get a photo of it. Okay, that's a ball sack for sure. And it says 26.2. Did you run a marathon?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, one time. Did you just put that on there to make up for the fact that it looked like a ball sack and just change the
tattoo? And I was 18. And I was like, well, this was significant in my life.
I love that.
Was 26.2 just the age at which you knew you were going to regret doing that? That's just a prediction.
Came way before then.
The rest of your tattoos are pretty good, though.
Upgraded from there, yeah.
I just want to know, though, you guys, this looks so much like a ball sack. It's insane. When you were getting it done... Was it a lot like getting a haircut at like Great Clips or Supercuts where you go, I love it. Like, did you have to lie to the tattoo artist? Did you know right away? When did you know it was a ball sack?
2 years later, somebody pointed it out, and now you just can't unsee it. And ever since, it's fun now. It's fun.
So no one was honest with you enough about it at first because everyone thought it. Everyone did.
People want to see your balls.
People want to see the ball sack, honey. Everyone wants to see it.
It's hard to see. You gotta.
We'll post a picture of it.
They're tiny little balls.
All
They're
right.
fun.
Thank
They're
you,
fun.
Girl. Who's up next? Okay.
They're fun.
Are you the one with the friends door thing?
I definitely have no friends.
I definitely have no friends. I love it.
Okay, what do you have?
So we cannot see it, but I have shooting stars on my boobs. I was 16 on acid, and I thought it was a great idea to get tattooed.
Wait, how did you get tattoos at 16? Did you have you didn't have parents that were very involved in your life either.
But my 12-year-old tattoo, which is a lizard, my dad was there to tell me, just like this.
Let me see the lizard. Andrew's scared of lizards, and this might make it worse. Oh, yeah.
Still
scared.
It looks
scared. Like the number 8. Yeah. Okay.
Still frightened.
What was I going to ask you? Oh, you also have had, I can see you've had your ears gauged before, and you've taken them out, so they look like a little bit baggy. I've always wondered why people do that, not knowing, like, there's going to be a time when you take it out and it's going to be this, like, kind of gaping hole. How do you feel about those?
You're trying to figure out what your personality is.
Yes, you didn't have an identity.
You have a gaping hole, too, Nick.
And now your identity is what?
I still don't know.
Still don't know. Well, it's... You guys, she's looking for an identity, if anyone wants to give her one.
Just kidding.
Like dogs.
She likes dogs. That makes her unique. Who doesn't? Everyone hates dogs. That's truly different. Okay, cool, girl. Thank you so much. I like that you have perspective on your tattoos. That's actually an identity. And a fantastic ass as you walk away. I mean, that is award-winning. Jesus Christ. Hello.
Very muscular.
Hello, I'm Dino from Seattle.
Hi, Dino from Seattle.
I've never seen a Dino look more like a Dino.
Whatever.
Look at this guy. He is a Dino, boy.
Can't see this,
that's a fucking Dino.
Boy, it's a Dino. Okay.
Dino!
Yeah! He's giving two thumbs up.
This guy's grandpa owned a pizza shop, guaranteed.
Okay. Oh, Dino's
hey,
has
I
a cross around
dough.
His neck.
I'm Dino.
All right, Dino. Yeah. Where's your tattoo and what is it?
It's on my right butt cheek. It's from my first job at a taco shop called Taco Time in Seattle. And
show that ass.
Show it. Show. Oh, my God. You guys, it is a faded cactus, green cactus with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
I found a hair in that
it,
taco, boy.
Woo, do you warn women about that before they get intimate with you, much like you would be disclosing herpes or something? Do you go, wait a second, before we get to know each other intimately, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, you're before dead. I go down on you, you have to know that I have a cactus tattoo on my ass.
Yes. Do you regret it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, and it's buried beneath so much hair, it's barely perceptible.
I still eat there. I still love it, so.
I thought you were talking about your ass. I was like, I wouldn't eat there. Well, thank you so much, Dino from Seattle. Appreciate it. Yes.
Oh, what an ass. What an ass.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is, like, so fun. We should do a whole podcast about this. I guess that's what this is turning into.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Rachel from Ohio.
Rachel from Ohio. Do you have Ohio tattooed on you?
I don't, but the tattoo itself isn't bad, but the content behind it is.
Oh, this is deep.
Yeah, it is. The guy I thought was my dad, I had tattoo on my back because he passed away. Turns out he's not my dad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You are not the father.
Whoa. Everyone stand up.
You are not the father.
Woo.
Whoa.
Dude, you guys, she has in loving memory and then Kenneth L. Full of shit, 1952 to 1992. Your back looks like the back of a car that is of a certain ethnicity that drives around with people's, you know,
wait,
dates.
When did you find out he wasn't your dad?
Yeah, how did you find out?
So probably about 3 years ago, my husband's aunt actually did the genealogy DNA test. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Turns out he's not my dad. So
who is your dad?
Who? Yeah.
Well.
Time to get a new
a guy
tattoo.
I never knew. I just met him. So.
Oh.
My God. I feel like that's an identity. If you want, if someone wants that one, that's so. What
that
do you
rules.
Tell? What do you do about it now? Are you gonna get it removed, or it's just a good story? I guess I think that's actually better than just my dad died.
It is just a good story.
And were you so excited, like when? Because it's sad when your dad dies, but then when you find out he wasn't your dad, are you just like, well, all right, well, I guess I'm not that sad anymore.
Basically, yeah.
Was he a good guy?
I guess so.
Well, you put his name on your back. Yeah, why did you do that if you didn't know him?
Well, so he passed away before I was born. My mom was pregnant with me before I was born. So.
Oh, you cute thing. Oh, my God. I love it. I also love that everyone here has braces. I'm not joking you. Either Invisalign or braces. This is, how are adult braces going for you? And you have the real ones. You have clear wire
Her
braces.
Her dead dad had braces, too.
I do
too.
Have clear braces.
It was pretty amazing.
And I'm 6 months away from getting them off, so.
Yes, girl. Oh, my God.
It's
I
not
love
a real
that you
dad.
Good job. You're so cute.
We can make fun of him. It's
I
not the real dad.
I hope you find your real dad's. Oh, wait. You already found him. Yes. I hope he never dies, even though, you know, we're all mortal. Okay. Thank you.
That's
right.
Amazing.
We are going to do two more, and then we're going to wrap
more,
this
sorry.
Up.
Two more. Sorry.
I implore you, if you want to come to my show at 8 o'clock, please come to that. Also, I'll be doing, I know you're going to be all drunk and very tired at the end of the day, but at 10 o'clock, there is a goddamn comedy jam on the beach and on the stage there, if it's not raining. And that is such a fun show. You can just dance and, like, you're going to watch us sing, and I'm going to be singing a Taylor Swift song, so I hope you can come to that. Which is definitely the tattoo I would get. Sorry. Hey, girl, what tattoo do you hate about that you have?
I don't think anyone can beat that's not my dad tattoo. Honestly, that has to be the worst tattoo in history. But I had someone try out a color on me at one point, and so they just did whatever they wanted, and they did this. But I also could say that I also have a butterfly.
You have a butterfly on your ass. I love it. That's cute.
Hell yeah.
And that's fun. But why would you let someone try out a color on you?
Why not?
I think you also had an absent father, if I'm just kidding. You may not actually...
No, he's very much around, but his name is Yulman.
Oh, Yulman? That's... Oh, yeah. That's... I'd rather have a cactus with sunglasses than that name on me. Okay. Well, thank you so much. That's actually terrible.
Sucks.
Bye,
yeah.
Girl. You have a little suntan lotion on your ass crack. But it's all good. You got a fucking great butt. Hello, what's up? Why do you have a nose mask?
Oh, my God.
What's your name, sir?
JC. JC from Canada.
JC from Canada. Oh, my God. Everyone loves JC from Canada.
First of all, how long have you been in Canada? You are so red. How long have you been here?
No, dude, this is a Canadian tan, bud.
Oh, my bad, bud. My bad.
Canadian tan.
My bad. I apologize. I didn't realize. I didn't know. All right.
Okay, what's your terrible tattoo?
Okay, so Nikki, that's my daughter there. We once had a dog that we loved this dog so much, and the dog passed away a few years ago. And I never wanted to forget the dog, so I wanted to get a tattoo to help me remember the dog for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because your memory is definitely not going to stick around that long, so.
So I go to the place, I don't know what I want, so I get a dog bone, because, you know, dogs are dog bones, and I get a dog bone tattooed on my leg. So a few weeks later, I'm in the hockey dressing room, and the guy says to me, JC, why do you have a cock and balls tattooed on your leg?
Yeah. You guys, it is a dog bone, but if you cover one of the ends, it looks like a penis. Oh, my God. And your dog used to lick yours, so that does remind you of him anyway.
I missed that part. Was there ball licking there?
Don't worry about it. It's just true. Thank you so much. Thank you. You put a little maple syrup on there. The dog loves it.
I'll chew down on that
bone, boy. We can't get to you guys. Thank you so much, though.
Sorry.
I want to see your terrible tattoos later on. Thank you so much to everyone who
was here.
Thank
you.
Final thought. This was incredible. It was as bad and good as I thought it would be. You guys are chaotic. Thank you so much for joining us. Have so much fun on this vacation. You deserve it. And don't be cuh. And
jack off on her tits. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Love you.
I got spray tan
Does
all over
this
towel.
Does anyone have my football?
And chair. I apologize to the resort for the spray tan I'm leaving behind.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.